Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. It's funny, when my kids run based on some cartoon or something they watch, they put their arms behind them. They like stick them out, not like out to the side, like behind them, even though I try to tell them that, you know, you're faster swinging your arms. But the point is, every kid wants to go Mach speed, and that's what Hoka thinks too. Delivering the same snappy ride as their adult style, the kids' Mach 6 is light, fast, and undeniably comfy. It's a lively pavement pounder geared to go the distance. The Durabrasion rubber outsole that's thicker than their adult's version has extra durability that your kids need. We all have a matching set now. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. The adult version is not too bad either. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. Another way it's tough to be your kid. Maybe you and your spouse are brilliant. Maybe you're extremely successful. Maybe you're two of the nicest people who have ever lived. And this is great. It provides so many advantages and privileges to your children. But you know what? It's still tough to be your kid. Not just tough to be a kid, which it always is, but tough to be your kid specifically. It can't have been easy to be a child named Quintana Roo, the daughter of two famous parents growing up with reporters and photographers and celebrities always around, Evelyn McDonald writes in her fascinating book, The World According to Joan Didion. We can't recommend it enough. There's a great Daily Stoke podcast with her as well. And it's not that they were neglectful, irresponsible showbiz people. On the contrary, McDonald quotes Julia Armstrong Totten saying that they adored her. They absolutely adored her, and she adored them. I don't think that is in question. But it must not have been easy, she said, in certain ways, to be their child because they were so intellectual. Her parents' strength, their sharp minds, their brilliant ways with words, was likely intimidating and stressful for a child. And if we can stipulate that oftentimes strengths come with corresponding weaknesses, perhaps their intellect made Didion and her husband, John Gregory Dunn, less in touch with their emotions than some people. We're all like that. We have strengths, things that serve us well, professionally, even personally. But as parents, these things can be tough on children. They can make it tough to be our children. We have to understand, appreciate, and empathize with this. Didion's haunting book, Blue Nights, is seen as a book about grief because her daughter died at age 39, but really it's a book about regret. It's Didion wrestling with events too late, coming to understand certain truths about her adopted daughter that she wished she'd realized earlier. Every parent has that. We can't avoid it, but we can do our best to minimize it, to repair it, while we still have time. And while we're still here, we always have that time.